we'll do a review on the Kutta Sichas in Chelik Chaf Aleph, the Sicha for Purim. The Rebbe explains here the Gemara, the story in the Gemara about Mordechai encountering the three children, asking them to give over their pasuk, and the Gemara brings down the responses of each of the psukim, and at the end, Mordechai was besimcha. And the Rebbe explains it wasn't just that Mordechai took it as a nevuah, as a prophecy, but rather the simcha came that these are the children, this told them that children are learning about this, and the expression of confidence, that itself he was besimcha, because he knew that the gezeira was based upon the fact, with the opportunity that because the yidden were even pretending, and they may have hishtachavu litzelem in a external way, but yet he was worried that maybe that it counts as a avodah zarah. But the fact that he brought out these psukim and the children, the Rebbe explains the various different three psukim, the meaning of them, this gave him confidence, and then he went out and he gathered the children, and eventually they defeated the decree of Haman. Let's look inside, we'll go step by step. Purim. Aleph. As Verder zählt in Medrash, so it is related in the Medrash, I said in the Gemara, but it's also in the Medrash. As noch dem, as seine Nechtem geworden Haman's Igreis mit der Gezeire auf Eden, that after the letters have been sealed, the letters that Haman sent out, which contained the decree against the Jews, v'nitnu b'yad Haman, and they were given in the hands of Haman. Zaynen Haman mit kol b'nei chaburose gegangen zu friedener heit. So Mordechai, Haman with his whole group of people, they went happily. They were satisfied and happy about the decree that has been sealed with the decree against the Yidden. So they went and home by Gegnant Mordechai, and they encountered Mordechai. Mordechai had damaged Gizan, so at that time Mordechai saw Shloisha Tunekes Shoyaboyim Mibesa Sefer. He saw there were three children that were coming from their classes from school. Is Erze Nogilofen. So Mordechai chased those three students. Und Haman mit seinem Chabura seinem nachgegangen, then Haman and his group were following Mordechai, bigdei zu hören, was Mordechai wird sie fragen, in order to listen, to hear, what is it that Mordechai will ask them. Kivon shehigia Mordechai etzel hatinoikes. Once Mordechai reached these children, shoal le'echad mehem psoikli psukich. So he asked one of the children, tell me the pasuk, tell me your pasuk. So Amalei, so he responded to him, al tira mipachad pisoim, umishoyas rishoyim kisavai. Don't be afraid from a sudden fear and from the tranquility of the evil that it comes. That was the first one. And the second one, Posach Hasheni v'Omar, the second one opened up and he said, Ani korisi hayoim, I read today, ubazeh haposik omaditi mibeis hasefer. And this posik that I'm telling you now is what I had gotten up, that I finished in school. And the posik he quoted him was, Utsu eitzo v'sufor, counsel, advice, you may counsel advice, but it will be absolved. Dabru dover, speak words, v'lo yokum, it will not be sustained. Ki imanu keil, because Hashem is with us. That was the second one. Pasuk hashlishi v'omer, then the third one, the third child, opened up and he says, ve'adzikno anihu. Till old age, till up till old age, it is I. Vatseva, which is even a later age. Ani Esbel, I carry. Ani Osisi, Vani Esa. I'm the one that made. I'm the one that carry. Vani Esboil, Vamalate. I will carry and I will escape you. You will be escaped. Then the three psukim that the children told Mordechai. We'll see, the Rebbe will explain each of these three psukim. But the Medrash continues, when Mordechai had geheard zeyde entfers from the psukim, when Mordechai heard their answers of these verses, sochak, he laughed, v'hoyo somach simcho gedoylo, and he was very rejoiced, had a great rejoicing. Omar loy Haman. So Haman says to him, because Haman came up and listened to what Mordechai was asking the students. So Haman says to him, Mahi zois ha-simcha she-somachto li-divrei ha-teinokos? What is this great joy? What is this joy that you were happy when you heard the words of these children? Ha-teinokos halolu. Omar, so Mordechai said to Haman, Al besudois tovis she-besuruni. This is good news that they have given me. Shaloi efached mina itzahara. I shall not be scared of the bad counsel sheyatzta aleinu that you have counseled upon us. So miyad koas Haman harasha. So Haman harasha immediately got angry. Va'amar, and he said, Einani shaleach yodei tchila elo be'elo hatainikis. I will not send my hand to begin with, only in these children. That's the story the way it's recorded in the Medrash. The Rebbe wants to point out that it seems like the reason why Mordechai was happy is because he took it as a kind of a prophecy. He was worried about what's going on with the Gezeira, and he took the answer of the children by saying Psukli Psukach as a type of a prophecy. But the Rebbe is going to say it's hard. The Rebbe is going to ask because there's certain details of the story that would not be part of the prophecy. And also the language it says is a besura toiv, it doesn't say prophecy. Let's say that tav bepashtus, the simple reason for vos Mordechai hotzich gefreit, why was Mordechai rejoicing herendig the psukim from the kinder when he heard these verses from the children, is weil er hot in dem gesehen a nevuah, because he saw in their words a prophecy. As er hot nid was zu meure hoben far gzeres Haman, he has no reason to fear the decree of Haman. Why? Because here he's hearing a prophecy that he won't succeed. This idea of saying a verse and coming up, and that will be a prophecy, is something which we find in the Gemara. V'migefin v'kama mekoymes b'shas. As we find in some places in the Gemara, that inyan from psoik li psukach, this idea of give me your verse, as der posik was ayinukot gizokt, that the verse that a child said is akein nevua o kiyetsu b'melmailo, is similar, it's some kind of almost a prophecy or similar to that from above, the idea of a posik. So this would be similar to a nevua. That is the pashtus, that's what it would seem. However, the Rebbe says in our case this is more, because it wouldn't need three children, it wouldn't need to say that it was when they came from school, but just the idea of a pasuk is a prophecy. It seems this is more than just a prophecy, this is actually a besura toiva. Das is aber lechoyra nitmasmik binidin didan. This, however, is not sufficient in our case. But al pizeh, because according to this, oib dos is der toichen ikri fun dem sipur. If this is the main idea of this story, the prophecy, Vos is derbai negeya zu derzeilun di protim. Why is it important by telling the story to tell us the details? As hotze getroffen kumendik von Beis HaSefer, that he bumped in as they were coming from the school. Und as sie seinen gewen drei tenekes, and they were three children, was haben gesagt, drei psukim, that said three psukim. This detail doesn't seem to be necessary just to tell us about the prophecy, just the psukim psukim. Now, other parts of the detail, of the details, we understand, because that's essential. The fact that he met them coming from school versus going to search for them is an indication that this is a prophecy. But this details of three, and that it's the base sefer, that seems to be extra. That means there's something else over here. Afal pias andere protesiper, although other details of the story, vidos, such as erotong getroffen di tenekes, that he happened to come across these children, nit gegein ze zuchen, he wasn't going to look for them, but they came. That is more sort of a prophecy. Unoich dos as mervi ein tinuk hot gesagt, and the fact that it was more than just one child said psukim, such verses mit a toichen shel besura toivachulu, with a contents that has some good news in it, seinen mer madgish de heroe unnevuah. So this gives more emphasis to the lesson and to the prophecy that it came on their own. This is a nevuah. And that this is said three by three different. But that details, the details we don't understand, is oberdos nito beim prat von hoyboim beis hasefer, the detail that they were coming from school, unaspoga davke bishleisha tenekes, that it was specifically three as they were coming to school. We don't have, how does that connect that it's davke, a prophecy, because of the number three in the Kavanah Beis Sefer? There must be more than that. And the Rebbe is going to tell us now the difference specifically about each one of these Pesukim. The first one is talking that when there is actually a fear that comes. The second Kisavai, the second is talking about a fear which is just a counsel, and the third is talking about the Teva Ha'ilam, as the Rebbe will explain. But first, the Rebbe points out that these psukim are not in the order of the Torah. The Torah, we have Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. So first comes Nevi'im, and down comes Ksuvim. But in the order of the psukim, which presumably the children learned in the order of Nevi'im, Ksuvim, it seems like it doesn't go from the end to the beginning, and not from the beginning to the end. Let's look inside. Beis. Alle, and there's meaning to that, as the Rebbe will explain. Alle inyonim in Torah seinen doch betachlis hadiuk. All matters in Torah are totally precise, das heißt. Which means, as euch der Seder und die Prote halishoines in the Sipur, that also the order and the specific languages in this story, Zainan Meduyak and Negeya Tsum Inyan, are precise, and they are important to the idea. Dartman Verstein. So we need to understand. Aleph. Them say der Seder vid the Tanakas of Gizok, the drei psukim, the orders how the children said these three verses. Of Altiro Utz Eitzo Vazu Adzikno. So this order is Nitki Fisidron Vizeshtein in Nevi'im Kisuvim. They don't follow the order as they are in Nevi'im Kisuvim. The Psukim from Utzu Eitzo Vazikno Shtein in Sefer Yeshaya. They are in the book of Yeshaya. Yeshaya, of course, is the Novi. and the Novi Yishaya. The Novi comes before Kesuvim, before Mishle. So the Psukim Utsu Eitz of Atzikna, they are written in the book in the Sefer of Yishaya, which is Novi. Was is Beseder HaSforim, if we look in the Sforim, that comes before Far Mishle, that is before Mishle Kesuvim, V'eshteit der Pasik Al Tira. There is where the Pasik says Al Tira. So Al Tira, which they said first, is written in the Kesuvim in Mishle, which is after Va'at Zikna, and Utsu Eitzah Va'at Zikna. So, but the order of the students also should reflect the order of Nevi'im Ksuvim. The Pashtus is their Seder HaLimud Fundi Tenoikes Beveis HaSefer. Simply, the order, the way the children learned in school, Kisvi Seder HaSforim, and the order of the Sforim, Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. It's not that they learned first Ksuvim, so he brought the Pasuk of Mishli, and then they went to the Nevi'im. That's the simple order. Maybe sometimes you say, okay, we start with, instead of saying the Pasuk Altira, which would be starting with the Pasuk Altira, because that we're starting from the Kesuvim going up to the Nevi'im, but that's also not in the order, because if we started that way, we should have the Pasuk Altira and then the Pasuk backwards, then we have the Pasuk V'adzikna and then Utsu Eitzo. We're also not from the back to the beginning, but then Speter the Pasuk in Yeshaya, because then you should say if you're going from the Ksuvim upward, you should have said the second Pasuk Yeshaya V'adzikna Far Utsu Eitzo. So why is this brought out in this order? And the Rebbe will explain that the content over here is fitting in the order, as the Rebbe will explain. And there's another striking difference between the first child's answer and the second, in which by the first child, it is no introduction by saying, oh, I learned and this is where I got up. It just gives him the pasuk. By the second one, he says, oh, this is where I learned to. Beis, wegen ersten Tinek werder zelt in Medrash. About the first child, it's related in the Medrash. Azarot gleich. Immediately. Onkein hakdome gezogtem posuk. Without an introduction, he said the verse. He said the verse right away. Al tira mepachat pesam. But by the second child it says, Pasach HaSheni V'Omar. The second one started off and he said, Ani Korisi Hayoyim, I was reading today. Ubezeh HaPasik Omadeti MiBeis HaSefer. It was by this verse that I got up from the school. So he's clearly saying, Azerot Yenem Tog Yilaret Ander Psukim, that he was learning other Psukim. Nor by them pasuk is er geblieb mishtei. This is the verse that he remained standing when he finished. Isn't it muvot? So we don't understand. Tziden hoder erster tinek yenem tog gelernt in cheder. Did that child in that day in the cheder blois dem pasuk al tira nit mer? Did he only learn this one verse and not more? He just answered straight al tira without articulating that this was the pasuk that he seems like that's all that he learned that day. And number three, Bald Mordechai dos angenommen als eine Nevua. Since Mordechai accepted this as a prophecy, so Favos zokter dem loshen al besuris toves shebesuruni. Why does he use the language for the good news that they have notified me? Unit shenibuli toivo kiyetsebo. Not saying very clearly that there was a prophecy to me for good kiyetsebo. So there must be more going on over here. The language is Psuda Toiva. There's a difference by the second child that he says, that's where I finished up today. And why is the order different? So there's a message in this order of the psukim as they are recorded over here. In Gimel, and number three, if this is really a prophecy, how come Mordechai was still worried about all this, and he went and he gathered all the Yidden and he fasted, but already the prophecy said everything is going to be okay? Gimel, Euch Vater Zich Biur, it also requires explanation. Das Werder zählt in Medrash, as related in the Medrash, is der Zman Hamu'ura Nal Given Bald, that the time that this happened took place shortly, immediately, nachdem be es seinen gechas mit geworden die größer gesehen, after the letters of decree have been signed. Und schon damult ist bei Mordechai gewen a simcha gedoyla, and already then, by Mordechai, there was a great joy, von der besura teivra, from this good news. As is nitovos, moire zu haben, verhomens, etc., that there is nothing to fear for the bad advice of Haman. So they already saw about right in the beginning, as soon as this letter was signed. So in that case, for was is nachdem given der ganze Sturm? Why was there such a great tumult, a storm, and find from Bayilbash Sakva Efer that he put on the sackcloth and the ashes, the Gomer Bayizak Zoko Godoylo Moro, he cried out a great and bitter cry. Und der Ribu Aprotim, and the many details was Mordechai Giton, that Mordechai did, und gesagt Esther und Zuton, and that he instructed Esther to do with the Zelt in the Megillah, as related from the Megillah. He already had the prophecy, everything is given, it will be okay. From them alam is mashma. So from this all, it's understood. As Mordechai had them pasoikli psukach from the tenekes, that Mordechai took these psukim that the children said from the tenekes, nit ongenumen als a nevua mamash. He didn't take it as an actual prophecy. So why was he rejoicing then? Is schwer zu verstehen. So we need to understand, li'idach giso, on the other hand, if he didn't take it as a prophecy, so why was he laughing and he was very rejoicing? He's rejoicing. It's not even a good news, because had it been a prophecy, then he would not make the whole tumult later on and trying to take away the decree. He already was told it, but it means it's not a prophecy, so why is he happy? And the Rebbe will go through explaining now what was the reason for the Gezeira and why was Mordechai so afraid. And the actually responses of the children was the children themselves were showing him that there is good news over here and that eventually with the tshuva they will overcome, as the Rebbe continues to explain. Ois Dalet. Nekudas habiru bazeh. So what's the point of the explanation? Ubahagdim, and first to introduce, as the gzeir is given lahashmid laharig ulabed eskola yehudim minar vatzoken tavenoshim. The decree consisted of to annihilate, to kill, and to destroy all Jews from young to old, children and women. That is the decree. Why was there such a decree? So what is the reason for this decree? As Aleph viderzelt in der Megillah, is as we find in the Megillah. Und beis number two, api medroshe chazal, what the droshes in the sages of blessed memory. So what were the two reasons? In the Megillah werder zelt, in the Megillah we read, as das hat sich angeheben von dem, that it all started from this, was kol avdei hamelech goymer koirim u'mishtachrim l'homan, goymer. All the slaves of the king were bowing and prostrating and bowing to Haman. U'mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachra, and Mordechai refused. He did not prostrate. He did not bow, and he did not leishtachu. Did not prostrate. And vayimole ha'aman chema. And Haman was filled with anger. Vayives be'enov lishloach yod Mordechai levadei. And it was degrading in his eyes just to stand his hand against Mordechai alone. Ki gideloi es am Mordechai. For they told him the nation, the people of Mordechai. Vayvakish Haman lahashmid es kol hayudim goyver am Mordechai. So Mordechai wanted to destroy all the Jews, to annihilate all the Jews, the nation of Mordechai. That's the story in the Megillah. How did it come from getting angry at Mordechai to getting angry at all the Jewish people, wanting to annihilate all the Jewish people? Because they told him that it wasn't just Mordechai. It was his people. It was the people, the Jewish people, the nation of Mordechai. This haste. As b'shas, Haman otchoyker v'derish gven. When Haman began to investigate and to figure out, favos Mordechai buktzich nitzuim, how come Mordechai does not bow to him? Uner otoyz gifun, and he found out. Ados is nitzu libs Mordechai's eigenschaften als aprat. That the reason why he's not bowing is not because of Mordechai's personal characteristic as an individual. Maybe you can say Mordechai, because Zayin dik fun der Roshei Sanhedrin, being that he was in the head of the court, under Manig by Eden v'chulan, he was a leader amongst the Jews. Maybe that is the reason why he won't bow. But he found out, no, that's not what it is. Nor higidu es am Mordechai. They told them the people of Mordechai. Asher hu Yehudi, that he's a Yehudi. And he denies, and he doesn't bow to anybody but to Hashem. As dos is der farvo zayindik ayid gloibter nor in the Eberstein, that being Jewish, he only believes in Hashem. Unis koifer b'chol avodah zarah, and he denies in all kinds of idol worships. Yeder zach was halt sich far ha-metzius. Any entities, anything that holds of itself as an entity, denies it. This is avodah zarah. The people of Mordechai, the Jewish people, don't go for that. Und das hat bei Haman ein Arisgerufen Grois Kaas. This enraged Haman, brought out tremendous amount of anger. Vayimolei Haman Chemo. Haman was filled with anger. Um Vibald. So now, the reason is not Mordechai. The reason is his people. So now he wants to annihilate all the people. He's angry at all the people. Um Vibald Ados was Mordechai lo yichre ve lo yishtachve. And since the reason why Mordechai does not bow, does not prostrate and bow to him, is the far. Valihu Yehudi, because he's a Yehudi, is vayives be'enov l'shloach yod b'Mordechai levadei. So it was degrading in his eyes just to take revenge, just to send his hand against Mordechai alone. Vibald as the sibe was Mordechai bukt sich nit, since the reason why Mordechai does not bow is the nekudas hayahadus, that's the point of Judaism, welche is faran by ali yidin, which exists by all yidin, min nar v'adzok in tam v'noshim, whether young till old, children and women, meintes doch, that means therefore as nit nor Mordechai. It's not just Mordechai, nor der ganzer am Mordechai, but it's the entire people of Mordechai, the nation of Mordechai. And they can't nit zay mitzias, they don't recognize Haman's entity being an entity by himself. Unabshita, and for sure, bechlal, they don't even recognize him. For sure, not to bow to him, nit zu buken zach zu him, not to bow to him. Hat gesucht aveg lahashmid es kol ha-yehudim. So he's looking for a way to destroy all Jews. That's the story in the Megillah. In the reveal part. But that explains what enraged him, but it doesn't explain how come he was given the opportunity to go ahead and do what he wants to do. That we need the Maimori Chazal. Vikumtes ober azhomon hot geken brengen azag zeide oifid. How does it come that Haman was able to bring such a decree against the Jew, against the Jews? Zaynen Chazal mevayir, our sages of blessed memory explain, as the Sibur Ruchnis is given, the spiritual cause, the reason was, mipnei shehishtachavu letzelem, because they bowed down to the image. Bald as by Yidden is given azap ulo tenua, since by Yidden there was such an act of bowing to the tzelem and such a movement. Afilu v'mblois leponim b'loy lev levklal. Even though this was just make believe, their heart wasn't in it at all. They didn't really believe in anything. It was just a motion, an external motion to bow to the tzelem. Was is hepech von der nekudas hayadus. That is a movement and an act which is against the opposite of the point of Judaism. Unriert on dem etzem verbund zeirun mitten oibersten. That touches, that impacts their connection, their essence connections with Hashem. So therefore that automatically brought about the decree of the destruction, God forbid. Because the entire existence and the sustaining of the Jewish people is their farbun mitten Eberstein, is their being connected and tied to Hashem. And this was an act which took them away from Hashem, even if it was not with a real, it was just a make-believe, but the act itself was an act which is against the point of Judaism. Und das ist gewesen Mordechai's Deige, this was Mordechai's worry. Bis as vayil bash sag vayifer goymer, to the extent that brought about that he put on the sack and ashes, vayizag zoko gedoy lo mordechai, and he yelled out a big cry and a bitter cry. Vibalt, what does the Megillah say, vorum? Mordechai yodo es kol asher nasu. He knew everything that had been done. He knew more than just, he knew the decree and he knew what it came because of the Jewish people. Of Ishtachvul Itzelem, he knew Kol Asheroso. Erhot Givus, the Sibevos had Gebrach di Gezeira, he knew the cause that brought this decree. Is given Dagosi, so he was worried. Tomer, perhaps, is by Zayd that Ishtachvul Itzelem, maybe they're bowing to the Tzelem. Maybe this was idol worship, God forbid. Even though that the bowing was just to a show, it was make believe, nor it was just externally. But that still shows, however, as the nekudas hayadus vehemunos by zeh nid begolui, that point of Judaism and their belief is not open, that openly they pretend to bow to the tzelem. Then dos volt by zeh given begolui, had there been openly the point of Yiddishkeit and emuna would have been open, voltas gepoyult, then it would have impacted. Then they would not even be able to touch in the garments. The garments is this thought, speech, and action of the belief in Hashem Echod. They would not be able even to touch that, even externally, even leponim. They would have given over their soul, afilu sheloi lasis Rak is quoting from the Tanya is a Maisa Levad, not just to even do any action, just an action. Neged Amunas Havaya Echod, against the belief in the one Hashem, kigoin lihishtachavos l'avedah zora, as such as bowing to an avedah zora, av she'enei mamin bo klal b'liba, even though he doesn't believe it at all in heart. If he would have been openly, his level of connection, he wouldn't allow this, to do even an act which is just an act which is against the Emunah of Hashem, to bow to avedah zora, even if he doesn't believe it in his heart. Vor mich zad dem Chefetz von Rotzen zu Aiden, von Aiden zu sein, Dovuk mit dem Ebersten, because of the wishes and the want of a Yid to be connected with Hashem, he reyo mefachedes bitivo menegeye bikzei tumas avede zorech, chas v'sholom. She's afraid, the soul, the nefesh elikis is afraid, naturally, from even touching in the edge of, even on the outer part of a impurity of a desire, God forbid, which is neged amuna savay echod, which is against the belief of Hashem echod. Afilu belevushim achitzonim, even in the external garment, shem diburoy maisa b'li amuna b'lev klal, which is speech and action. He doesn't believe in it at all, in his heart at all, but just the external garment of speech and action, he's not going to do anything if it's elokus begilu. Mordechai was worried, therefore. The Riberot Mordechai Givus, therefore Mordechai knew, as der Weg zu Bitla Gzeira, that what is the path to nullifying this decree, is durch Me'oirer Zayin by Eden, the Nekudas HaYahadus, is by awakening by the Yidden, the point of Judaism, as Yizol Ariskumen Begolui, that it should come out openly. As the Tchuna von Am Mordechai, as lo yichre v'lo yishtachave, that this characteristic of the nation of Mordechai, that they don't bow, they don't prostrate, so durch nemen ale levusha nefesh, it should encompass and take through, penetrate all garments of the soul, from machshava, dibur, maisa, thought, speech, and action, even externally, even in the levushim, not to allow for any avodah zarah at all. Bis to mesiras nefesh, al kiddush Hashem b'peil mamash, to extend sacrificing sanctity of Hashem's name in actuality, even externally, even for the external act. So therefore, b'shas Mordechai geheret von di tenoikis, and when at the time that Mordechai heard from the children, Shaho, you boy, me beis ha-sefer. Ask, why does it have to say they came from school? Because he heard that, what are they bringing along, the message from the beis sefer? They bring along the psukim vel chadrikun ois da muno betochen in dem Eberstein. Those verses which express the belief and the trust in Hashem. Hater gewusst, then he knew, as Eden velum beistem dem nisoyin, that the Jews will be able to withstand the test. Um velum sein greater mesiras nefesh, they will be ready for self-sacrifice. Hearing how they're coming from school, bringing those verses of Emunah Betochen, he knew that they will be strong and they will stand with mesiras nefesh. That's why he laughed and he was very happy. There is nothing to be afraid of because of that bad counsel, the advice that you have counseled on us to do bad to the Yidden. So he heard the good news because he saw the message, how the children are coming. And when he heard this good news, is the noch vayikra Mordechai es begodov vayilbash sag va'efer. So then he renders his garment and he puts on a cloth of sack and ashes by Yitzhak B'tzoycha Ir, and he goes out in the city, in the center of the city, by Yizak Zoko G'day Lomora, he yells out a loud and bitter cry, Behold Medina, Medina Goyno, and every country, Evil Godil La Yehudim, there's great mourning for the Tzoyim Ubechi Umispit, and fasting and crying and eulogizing Kidei Tzum Oyer Zainu Narejbrengen, in order to awaken and to bring out Begili openly the Nekudas HaYahadus, the point of Judaism, on the great kite of Mesiras Nefesh B'Poyel, and readiness of Mesiras Nefesh B'Poyel. Hearing the good news gave him the confidence that the Jewish people will, with his encouragement, be able to stand with Mesiras Nefesh, not to allow any deviation, even external, even without heart, and stand strong until literal Mesiras Nefesh through Mordechai's active arousing and waking up the Yidden to Mesiras Nefesh. The Rebbe now in Ois Vav is going to explain the differences of these three verses. But the chiluk in the toichem from the drei psukim, the difference in the contents of these three verses. The posik al tira mipachat pisoim umishoyes rishoyim ki sovoy. Don't be afraid from the sudden fear and of the serenity of the evil that it comes. Kisovoy, we're talking about something coming. The pachat pisem that comes. Ret vegna pachat unatzor gluya. That discusses about a fear and an open problem. Umezoktiv dem al tira. Over there he says, don't be afraid. There is no reasoning. On Kain Hasborim. No explanation. We're just saying you don't fear. In Imposik, the second verse, Utsa Eitzu V'Sufa Dabru Dover V'Lo Yokom. Over there we're not talking about a practical fear. People are advising. Utsa Eitzu V'Sufa. Speak, counsel, plot. It'll dissolve, speak words, it won't take place. It doesn't talk about an actual problem. It talks about some counsel. Undavar, a word, dabrudavar, if bringing a tzara, that is bringing a problem. Unmenzokt nit nor, here, we're not just saying as a velum bottle veren, that they will not, but the posik adds, Tabrudova de Yokum, Nur Eich Ahaz Borevitam. We're also giving an explanation, and we're giving a reason, Ki Monu Kale, because Hashem is with us. In the dritten posik, in the third verse, Vaadzikno anihu, Vaadsevani Esboil, Ani Osisi, Vani Esav, Ani Esbol, Vaamalit. So we're talking about till old age. I am there till Seva, further old age. And the Esbel, I made it, I will carry, I will have you escape. We're not discussing here about a problem. Nid begilu, not openly, not kisova, unid bachona, not plotting, not utza itzo. Nor wegen zikna un Seva. We're talking about old age. These are natural changes in creation. Was there Eberster HaBashafen that Hashem created? Nit nor azanihu. It's not just I am He, and I will carry. Nor oich aniosisi. I am the one that created Vani Esav, and I will carry. So what does this mean spiritually, these three levels in trusting of Hashem? In Toichen and Yoni Beruchne is weise the drei psukim. In the meaning, in the contents, spiritually, these three verses show of drei tenuos umadreges, three movements and three steps, three levels in the oifum for amuno betochen the meibrister, in the way of belief and trusting in Hashem. Was bringt da ruiz de misiras nefesh fun aiden for the meibrister, which expresses and brings out the self-sacrifice of a yid for Hashem. So the first one is al tira pipachat pisa mishoyis rishoyim kisovoy. Don't be afraid when it comes, the sudden fear. Bitzad emuna umbetochen in the meibrishten, because we believe and because we trust in Hashem, is choch as al piteva. So though, according to the nature, bafalt a mention amoira, the person falls upon him, he's consumed by a fear, by a plutzlichen onkum von pachat, by a sudden come, that approach of fear, unshoyas rishoyim, and the shoyas, the tranquility of the rishoyim. So we're saying altira is ober by amamin, a yid who believes, by a yidin nitod de meira, there is no fear. And there's no explanation. The darf nitohoven ken hasbore v'tam evdem. He needs no explanation, needs no reason. B'tivo yizayin gefil. Naturally, it's his feeling, al derech maimerazal, similar to the saying of our sages of blessed memory. Kol mad oved rachmon l'tav oved. Whatever Hashem does is for the good. Al tira mipachat pisa. Naturally, there's a pachat. Don't be afraid of it. No reason or nothing, because naturally you feel nothing to be afraid. It's coming from Hashem. That's the first step in Amuna. A starker reifum von Amuna, a stronger way of belief, as utzu eitzov v'sufor dabru dover v'lo yokum. In the first case, it is we're not saying it's not going to happen, but we're saying it's for the good. Here we're saying your counsel is going to be absolved. It's not going to be sustained. Dabru dov leyokum. Nit blois hoter nit kein moire. Not only is he not afraid, nor ba'imis bevados as tufor. He is certainly that it's going to be annulled. It's going to fall apart. All the plots. It will not hold, it will not stay. So what's the logical, the explanation and the logical reason? Ba'em is bevados, because he knows for sure ki monu keil Hashem is with us. So the second step is that even the plotting, but it's not going to take place because imonu keil. The Milam is a, but even a higher level than this is their opleg, is the certainty that by the person, he expectation is v'ad zikna ni hu v'ad seva ni esber. That everything in nature, it's Hashem. Oich de chukis v'inyoni hateva. Also the laws and natural matters, was the Ebrishterot Kivegven in the Bria, which Hashem set in creation, Hobun Oif A Eden Nit Kein Shlita, do not have any dominance over a Yid. Un Ervert Funze Nit Nispoil, and he does not become affected. Und der Reif Fodert Sich Hasbore Neusefes, and we have an additional explanation. Nit nor as imonukel, not only because Hashem is with us like in the previous, nor as ania sisi, since I made it, ubemela ni esuv ani esbov amaleit, I will carry and I will hold it and I will escape you because it's all of Hashem. Hashem is the one that set up the nature, so therefore they have no dominance over a yid. It goes in the Seder of Al Tira Mipachat Pisum Kisovai because of their Muna, Kolmadova Nachmon Latavavit, Utsaids of Yisufar. It's not going to last any of the council, Kimonu Kale. And even natural doesn't have any, because Ani Eso, Ani Osisi, and therefore Ani Eso, Ani Eso, Malay. Do Zainen Euch Drei Madzain, Do Zainen Euch Drei Madrege Zule Maile Mezu. These are also the three steps, one higher than the other, in the Mchinuch Bebeis HaSefer from the Teneke Shom Yisrabim. In the education in the school of these children, in the home of their teachers. By the ersten Kind, by the first child, Atinuk Betchilos Chinuchay, which is a child in the beginning of his education, is thus in an Eufen von Psoik Psukach. It's just one Pasuk, nothing else learned over there. Mehr von dem hat er noch nicht gelernt, he hasn't learned more than that. Aber afile eider er is shaykh zu verstehen mit sein Segel, even before he can understand logically, reasoning, darf bei ihm sein bepashtus obgepaskent, it should be very obviously ruled as altira, don't be afraid. Mipachat pisoi mishoyis rishoyim kisovoi. Not to be afraid, that's absolutely. That's the beginning, that's the first child. Wenn der tinuk wird älter, und hat schon mehr gelernt, when the child is older and learned more, and he says, ani korisi, I read hayoim, I stood by this pasuk. He already read and studied. He is connects to his own understanding. Then you teach him something deeper, makes sense. A higher level in belief and trust. Mit gewisskeit. With certainty, you can be counsel, it won't stick. You speak words, it will not stay. Hashem is with us. And the third category of the child was his noch mehr ausgewachsen in Sechel, which has even grown even more intellectually, und das and his wisdom. Im lernt man und pflanzt ein, him you teach and you implant by him Oyrdam Oplik von Aid. Oyrdam Oplik, also this acceptance, obvious. The fact is, as Aid vert nit nispo, that Aid does not become impact afilu from the Hagbolos v'chukei Hateva, even of the limitations and the laws of nature, was the Eivsterot Bashafen, which Hashem created, Midr Ganzer has brought of us in Posig with the explanation, Ani Yosis v'ani Eso, and Isma Mamalit, so we don't have to worry about nature. When he heard this from the children, when they were coming from school, which means their education is in such a way as nit nor zaindik in base hasefer. Not only when they are in school, their vekman zay umaleren zay, you awake them and you teach them amuna umesiris nevesh, belief and self sacrifice. Al tira koimer. Unas azol zich azol bazei zain obgelegt euch besechel veregish, that it should also make sense to them in their intellect and their feeling. Nor zeinem edus als mit zich. They also take all this along. Euch ven ze zainen boyim mebeis hasefer, also when they're coming from school. Kumendik zu zei de heiser, as they come to their homes. Sochak vahoyich samach simcha gedoylo, so he was laughing and he was very happy. Von die Psukim von den Tanekes hat er gesehen, what he saw from the verses of these children, as by Eden is ganz den Nekudas Hayadus, that by Eden it's whole, the point of Yiddishkeit, Baalin, by all Jews, und bei Mela, is a viele Divos bei Zeh, is es noch nicht begilui. Also by them, which is not openly, the Nekudas Hayadus, vel odi tenekes dos bazei me'oider zayin. So these children will arouse them to it, wake him up in it. Umegalizain kumadik me besa sefer le beso, when they come from the school back to their home. And thus is oich der diu kaloshin for Mordechai. This is also the specific language Mordechai. Azai simche is fundi besures toives she besaruni. This is the good news that they have given me. That I should not fear the bad counsel that you advised against us. These words of the children, those are the good news. It's not what they are saying, but just that they are the ones that are saying it. That's the good news. As Ba'idn is Gans, that Ba'idn is complete, Umvet Zayin Gans, and will be whole. The Nekudas Ayadus Va Mesiras Nefesh, the point of the Yiddishkeit and Mesiras Nefesh, versus Misvatel Gzeres Homan, that negates and absolves and takes away the decree of Homan, Shalo Yefachet Chulu, not to be afraid. Und das ist euch, so that's why Haman HaRosho got very angry immediately. And he said, my first target, I'm going to target these children. Indeed, he saw in these children the continuation. He saw the reason why they don't kneel and they don't bow for him. He saw this in the children. They presented that confidence that they have that amuna that he will be able to bring it around openly by all Yidden. Based on the above, this adds explanation in the Maimer Azal HaYidua and the saying of our sages of blessed memory, that is known of Kimu Vikibla Yehudim. This the Gemara, the sages tell us that it means Kimu Mashe Kiblu Kvar, that they have sustained that which they have accepted in the past. Un as Bipurim is Batel Gevoren de Meido Rabo Lairaisa, that on Purim it was nullified. That disclaimer for the Torah, which was that the Yidden were forced into accepting the Torah, Kofalem Har Kigigi, so they were forced to it. So that disclaimer was taken away. Malhodor Kobluho b'Me'achashverish, because they again accepted in the Me'achashverish. V'Chasidus is Mevair, then Posik, as Chasidus explains the verse, V'Kibela Yehud Mesasharei Chelu Lasis. They accepted that which they begun, as b'matn Torah is given nor the haschola, that during the Torah giving that was only the beginning. Hechelu lasis, they began to do, but that multi is the misiris nefesh from the Eden of Kabbalah haTorah, because at that point the self sacrifice the Eden to receive the Torah. Those vosik dimun asle nishma, that's what they introduced asle mishnah that they will do before we'll hear. So they had misiris nefesh gekume mitzad lemailo. This came. It was inspired from above. Kofa aleihem har kegigis. Hashem put over them that mountain like a gigis. Obe b'mei ha-purim is given v'kibel ha-yehudim. Over there it was accepted by the Yidden, ha-kabbalah gemura. This was a complete acceptance through the Mesiras Nefesh from Kol Yisrael, through the self-sacrifice of all the Yidden ma'atzman by themselves. The riber is done given their gemaru shleimus kabbalah satoyre. That's why then there was the conclusion and the wholesomeness of receiving the Torah, because it came from the Yidden, not from above. So now we understand it better. Why? Askishem be in them zman fun hechelu lasis, just like in the time when they began to do it, which is b'matan Torah. Is davke bizuchus der arvus from the kinder. It is specifically in the merit of the guarantee of the children. Boneinu oirvim oisonu, our children will guarantee us. Hodan der Eberster gegeben the Torah to Eden, that Hashem gave the Torah to Eden. Al derech ze is gevenim zman from kibbul ha'yehudim. Similarly, it wasn't the time when the Yidden accepted me'achashverish. That the complete acceptance was accomplished because of the guarantee of the children. Through the children, the school children that we were talking about before. Generally, the 22,000 children that Mordechai gathered together was teaching them. He implanted in them self-sacrifice openly and in actuality. The Chazal der Tzelem Barucha, as our sages explain at length. And in them, and just like what was the novelty, what did it accomplish Purim over Matan Torah? As I said before, it consists in the fact that by Matan Torah is the Mesiris Nefesh from the Eden given by Iker Bekoyach. By Matan Torah, their self-sacrifice was mainly potentially Mitzad Zer Neshama from the soul perspective, Mitzad Lamaila from above. Bepurim Zayin Zeh Gishtanin Inatnu from Mesiris Nefesh Bepoil, and on Purim days were standing in that position of actual Mesiris Nefesh. Eich mitzad gufa mitzad amat, also from the body and below. Azoy is as eich b'negeya dem boineinu eirvi maisonu. The same thing is with regards to the aspect our children will guarantee for us. As bipurim is thus given, nid blois b'koyach dar in Purim. It wasn't just potentially mitzad amiras ovis. And the father saying it, but this expressed itself in actuality by the children themselves. Furthermore, they are the one that impacted and influenced also their father. That's why then was Davke the acceptance of the Yidden, the complete acceptance. Yud, from them hotman de heiroe, the chol hadeiros. So from this we have the lessons for all generations. Ubefrat in them doro de ikmasa de Mashiach, especially in the generation of the heel of Mashiach. Ven mi is noch avdi Achashverosh, in which we are still slaves of Achashverosh. We're still in Golos. Bishas mi vil wissen dem matzev. On them osit from them Yiddishim folk, when we wish to know the condition and the future of the Jewish people, darf men zen vos es tutzich miditenekes. We need to see what is happening with the children. Oich ube iker ven boim ze kumem mebeisatede. Also and mainly, what is when they come home from the school? In klore verter meintes, very clearly words it means. Der chinuch darf sein kinal. The education needs to be as above. As von zeyere friste kinder sheyorn, from the earliest childish years, noch eider ze seinen shayich zu verstehen, even before they are able, they can relate to understanding an inyan sichli, a logical idea. Darf men ze mechanech sein, we need to educate them on einkarben in ze and to engrave in them, them uplake that acceptance. As ze zolun farkenem nit meirehob, not to be afraid of anybody. Al tiro mi pachat pisa. Nor blois far dem eibrishten alein, just for Hashem himself. Wie der Vater von Baal Shem Tov, as the father of the Baal Shem Tov, Rebbe Lezer, hat ongesogt dem Baal Shem Tov, that he instructed the Baal Shem Tov and that is outgiven Finefior when he was 5 years old. So Sfarkenem, you shall for no one, Farkenzach, for no world I've developed, nothing in the world, nit meidohob, not to be afraid, mer nit for God alone, just for Hashem alone. Wenn sie werden älter, they get older, und seine Scheich zu verstehen, and they can understand, lernt man sie im zweiten Linien, you teach them the second aspect, zu verstehen, to understand, dass Utsu Eitzu Vesufer Goymer Kimonu Keel, Hashem is with us, and therefore there's not going to succeed. Und der noch dem dritten Indian can now be protein. And then the third aspect, what Zikno Vatseva said earlier in detail. Boskidei as does so sich basei oplegen kideboi. In order for this to make sense properly, as Olveren Psukech, your posik, is nit maspik lernen blois di psukim in Torah shebiksab. It's not sufficient just to teach them the verses of the written Torah. Nor medav ze lernen umasbir zayin. You need to teach them and explain them. Nekudas al kol ponim, at least some points fundi biurim in Torah shebichlal from the explanation in generally of the oral Torah and in Torah Chassidus befrat, especially in Chassidus. B'sha'as the Yiddish kinder nemen mit, when the Jewish children take along, u'lebem mit der toichen von die psukim, they live with the contents of these verses. Oich ha'reis gein die kindreusen von Beis HaSefer, also why they leave the school, u'brengen es mit sich in seire heiser, they bring it to their homes. Is kishem vidos is given by Yom Ha'im. Do so just like it was in those days. Asei veto zicher zayim bisman. Asei veto zayim bisman azeh. It will be also in our days. As those vet far zicherun. This will secure and guarantee the kiyun hemshach, the sustaining and the continuation from Torah by Yisrael, of Torah by Yidden. Un es vet nit zayim vos zu meidah haben. And there will be nothing to be afraid of, a kein shum dover ba'ilam, for no matter in the world. It's from the mouth of the small children in the nursing that you have founded the strength, lahashbi sayim misnakim, to destroy the enemy and the avenger. Well fulfilled the verse that says, you will return the heart of the fathers by the children, al yidei bonim, through the children. Here I will send to you the prophet Eliyahu. He will say to the sons in a way of love and wish and will, go and speak to your father, to hold on in the ways of Hashem, Apostle Malachi, and Askum der Yomtev, the Yom Hashem Agodl Vanoira, the great and awesome day, comes Mismach Gula Ligula, one redemption next to the other redemption, the redemption of Mashiach, the redemption of Purim, Yom Hagula Amitis Vashlema, the day of redemption, the true and complete redemption, Aidei Mashiach Tzidkenu, through our righteous Mashiach, Bekoriv Mamish, very soon. This is Mesichas Purim, Tovshin Chavov.